Okay, so we're in Revasef. In the best place, I've been failing, I've been failing.
I should have learned this one.
Good shot. It's a very good shot. I know people that won't. I'm not responsible. Some come, some don't come. We, This is me learning. If people want to come and listen, that's their problem. I don't object to people listening to me learn, but I don't have anyone to... if they come, they come. People want to eavesdrop me learning. Okay. But Kate said Nitmodeh, we're trying to deal with this very complex sugya of 2022. How to deal with Nishainas. Let's go from the middle there. Ukamol kain lin yanein ureishi shishtadladnu nebutrokim hakoidnim lahasir esarofel v'choy sabirus al yedei hakdoris havaya v'atzvose v'mekoyme hamiduyak. We try to remove some of the fog from the sugya by understanding and defining the problems clearly. Now we'll go to the question. Im yesh pitaron, is there a solution? Well, we're in Eretz Yisrael, so there will be many solutions because everyone has his opinion about what the solution is. The only one solution, the only one problem, we won't find a solution is how to get everybody to agree to my solution. Other than that, we have all the solutions. Okay. Habish la nu mala sot, the yesh derek litmoded, Moshe banach lit biyush, v'nepote besvaf haraf v'zeh v'zeh, זה המצב ואין מה לעשות. מוס כן מיתון. הדבר ברור, שבו ראו אלה מהינו מעמיד הסעדם במצובים או בניסיינס בהם הוא לא יוכל להתמודד. כל שבור הוא דבר בפיפול ניסיינס that they can't withstand and even what we said, even what, that's what we went into the No, it's not. It's exactly what we said yesterday. Watch. It's what he said, and I said he's wrong. And after we learned the knage, it turned out that he was wrong. Watch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give you any sign that you can't meet Moded with. We have to do everything we can do because that's the sign. Let me ask you a question. And then we're moving on because I don't get stuck here. Do you think you can jump 10? But really, you can jump 15. Shem asks you to jump 20. What's the Nisayan? No, get to 15. You can't do more than that. So all you have to do is everything you can do. The Nisayan is not saying, well, I can't jump 20, I'm going back to bed. The Nisayan is, I do everything I can do, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's asking. Hashem knows, and I know, and as Boru, I can only do 15. And you can squeeze me as much as you want. I cannot go more than 15. And Hashem says, forget about how that's less. We're talking about Nisayon.
I do 15. So why is that less?
It's not. It's when you get to 20, there's a less. But what did you do from 15 to 20? Nothing. That's why it's a less. If you could do it, it wouldn't be the less. Process. One step at a time. No jumbling and one line at a time. Hashem comes to you. Good, so take a pull. A Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to you. It's like someone says, well, I can't see, I'm short-sighted. So get spectacles. I'm ADD. That's an excuse. Take a pull. There's cures for ADD. Or be like me. Okay. Again, one step at a time. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to me and says, jump 20. It's borrowed to everybody that I can only do 15. So what's my job? Get to 15, because that's all you can do. And Hashem doesn't ask you to do what you can't do. And then he slips you from 15 to 20. There you magala Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, and you say, well, I couldn't have done that. So if I did it, must be that's Hashem. There's the nice and there's the bad. Okay. No, because 15 you could do. But you could do it. It was in your koyach to do. You'll get schar for that. Yes. By the way, you'll get half of the 20 as well because you went to the 15. Because you've not gone to the 15, and Hashem couldn't have taken you the 20. You've got to do everything you can. Okay. There's much more to be spoken about here. I'll tell you something which you may find surprising. Baruch, listen. You may find this very surprising, but this has to do with the machlekas, two machlekas. The machlekas, whether the world was created in Nisan or Tishrei, and the machlekas, whether the world was created first to Shemayim and then the Aretz, or first Aretz and then the Shemayim. Good. I said you might find that surprising. We have to discuss that one day as a sugya. That's an unbelievably wondrous sugya.
Practice here.
Maybe one day. But I prefer to work it in a chabura where we can actually thresh out the sugya. Tau, Moto, Nisan, Tishrei, Geshem, Dew, the whole sugya, and that's the sugya. Okay. The Seder. But let's go forward because we're trying to find a solution to a much more immediate problem that we have. Okay. Lifnation again a pitaron, nanaselit moked. Before we get to a pitaron, we want to meet moked. What is lotion mit moked?
Focus.
We want to focus, we want to plan a little bit. Nira shetim tzates advarim v'mishpotim spurim. Havira akol kufkeles bo anu mokofim pogat v'shnei dvarim merkazim. The atmosphere, this dangerous, damaging atmosphere that surrounds us, we surround, touches on two central themes. Harishon, who remises covered Hayudi, Vahashmosai, the Magdora, Namucha, Ubizuya, Kabahema, Maleches, Alstein. There's the remises, the lowering, the disintegration, the fragmentation, the seed rots in the ground of Kovana Yuadi, and the low appreciation and definition of a human being as a two-legged behemoth. He is wallowing in misery because the world is just overwhelming. He has no solutions. And no matter how much he talks about it and thinks he can solve it, he just gets more and more miserable and more depressed. As we've said very often here, the biggest benefit of being miserable is what? Why do people choose to be miserable? And they will not find a solution. Because it potters you. Misery potters you, and then the step from there into sin is very quick. Because, well, I'm feeling so bad, I'm so low, I'm so down, whatever, let's be. Hapegia shnia hi afichas ha'odem l'chitzoini. The next big pegia is we've swapped Odom into what's called the chitzoini creature. By the way, we've done that with the Torah as well. We understand the Torah chitzoini and we don't look for the theme of the Torah, so we don't understand anything. The instant news, the instant tikshoret. These were Torahs that he wrote more recently. Also, not so soon, but this was. When did this come out?
Ein Gimel. 10 years ago.
10 years ago, yeah. So it was more apparent there, yeah. He'd been saying this 40 years ago as well, but this is when it became more coagulated. Yeah. The one that came after this, the one that came out about 4 or 5 years ago, this was even better. That you have. have to see. I'm trying to copy. I wanted to give you a bit of this. We did this for the copy of that.
That's good.
Why don't I add in some atzma fuluk zman ketzar? Person is never alone. Person doesn't get time to be alone. Who tamid mit kosher, tamid ma atzma iluchut, lifnei shegma lachshov, who kva diber im chamisha anashim al kav. Before person has a wonderful deal, something nice. Before it's even internalized, we've already spoken to it about it with 50 other people. The art of silence is lost legamre. Rabbi Tet said that the thing he learned from Moshe Shapiro more than anything was the art of silence. And when he told Rabbi Moshe that, and he went to thank him for it, you know what Rabbi Moshe said? The answer him was, that's a silence. Who has an opportunity to be silent today? Who has a chance to be alone? To think. Before somebody has even finished his sentence, the other person's already replying. But you didn't hear what I said. And if you did, have you processed it? In Kel, the Chavrusa, you know what a Chavrusa used to look like in Kel? The one Chavrusa would say something, and then there'd be dead silence for like 15, 20 minutes while the other guy thought about what he said. And then he would say to him, okay, is this what you meant? And then there would be dead silence for 2 minutes, and we'd say, no, I think we've missed me. And slowly, slowly, through talking and thinking, they would arrive at the truth. You speed up in here, you know, WhatsApp message. You don't have to listen in real time, you listen in double time. That's a big bracha. A massive bracha. There used to be a time we'd have a conversation. I told my daughter on Monday, I was driving back from the airport with my daughter. And I told her, there used to be a time when people were in the car together was an opportunity to chat, to catch up. How you doing? You know, we live very busy lives. But how often do you get to see a teenage daughter? You have a conversation in the car. Ears are plugged in. She's plugged into something. She's plugged into something that starts with MP or IP or whatever. And she's in the car, plugged in. And there she goes. She's listening to whatever she's listening to. It could be very good things. I'm not saying no. So where's the connection? I was looking forward to, you know, spending some time. I was step out there. Did a walk. No, she's busy with her thing, and she's with her thing, whatever. And in the middle of that, they can have a conversation as well. And I don't want to exclude or remember what anybody said. That's called humor.
Talk of technology of communication.
No communication. No communication. You don't even finish dancing at the chasana, and someone from Canada phones your wife to tell you, oh, so you asked me to the chasana, you made shemesh. You're dancing at the chasana, and my wife finds and says, oh, I just heard from Chaim Yankel in Toronto that you're at the wedding. That's not my problem, that I can live with. What's hard to live with is when you speak to someone and you think they're taking you seriously and they haven't even heard what you've said on their end, slogging you up. There's no, and besides it, who has time to be alone? When was the last time you were comfortable just being alone for half an hour to think your own thoughts? Matai elo zman lechesh bon hanefesh. Liyayzim atzmai unifnim. To be inside. Just sit and spend some time with Rabbeinu Shalom. My time. Hapursamot, hatikshoret, v'kol hamitlave aleihem, gozlu lo'etanu tanugim ma'adanim ha'ilu. We've lost the beauty of an enjoyment of just time alone, of being alone with Hashem, of thinking Torah thoughts. You heard a nice vote. You had a nice vote, Gavaldi. It's like you went to someone Friday night supper and they gave you a little piece of schnitzel. And you said, that was delicious, can I have some more? They said, no. That's a vote. A vote is a little piece of schnitzel. I don't want a little piece of schnitzel. I want to understand the whole sugya properly. Give me a vote. Zog a vote. For both. And give me a little piece of schnitzel. A little piece of schnitzel. I want the whole steak. There's a question and the kasha, so no, but there's a new question. As well, we can learn and learn and learn, like the soft, and then you become wise. No, quick voice. Like you said, double speed, time, say quick. הפכנו אותנו לאנשים חיצוניים, הדבר מושלך לשטחים נוספים. And this manifests in other places. אמס. המידה להאריך לשוי דברים היא חיצוני שמאוד. אפילו הדברים הטובים נעשים בהר ורש, צבע ופרסום. The midah to be ma'arich and to judge bonim is a very chitzoni thing. Even good things today have to be spelt with lots of rash, with pirsamut. Kacha pnimis ha'leches v'nemes ha'leches v'dokeches. The pnimis, it goes and goes and gets completely lost. Kasha limtzo anashim she'yas imash amiti. It's hard to find people today who do something amiti. Please, she'yetze she'chtobo al-kach be'iton. They want to trick with someone. They want it now, like you said. I took out the garbage. Yeah? Well, someone needs to know. Well, can you just take out the garbage? No, no, what do you mean? Someone needs to know. Well, the kola pocha she drew love the shchuna, the bait the knesset, the bait. Why is what abit it today? Thank you, Shmuhini, abit took out the garbage. Wow! That's a small example, but like that. The Marotchi Apnim is called Kach Kritit V'Chashuvalan. V'yaisami Kach. Chashuval Hashem is Barach. The inner world, our inner Apnim is our inner world, understanding things in depth is so critical to Hashem and to us. In the lemes miguf meminof chayenu, zechelek mitchisisi hayetze, latoise tonu shinipne es hazarkonim, achutze v'lo nilcham im amilchomas hamitis. It distracts us, it focuses us on all the Yetzirah and all the stuff out there, all the nonsense out there, and that keeps us away from the ten bait, from the things that are really important. And it is Omak Omak Belenda, this is deep in our heart. Im kach, tafkideinu ba'esa zos, l'hamik es pnimius ul'ashiroto. Today, we have to go deeper, we have to dig deep into the pnimius of reality. And that's where you become rich, that's where you find the Ikka Simcha. To build a good, proud Jew with an enormous standing and sense of himself. Not bow down and lowly. Good kosher Jewish gaiva. Kosher Jewish gaiva. Not because I have more bombs than you and I have more tanks than you and whatever. Zelo kosher gaiva. That's also chitzonis. Maybe necessary. I'm not going into that question. But that's what where MacGyver comes from, because that's also chitzoyis. It's got to come from pnimius. Lo chaschul amgaiver chitzoyis ele pnimius v'amitis rak kach natzliach litmoded v'atzlochim yisoynis ador. It has to start, it has to start with an understanding. What does that mean? We're going to see. What does it mean, pnimius mean? What does it mean, pnimius atoira? What does that mean? For now, it means not chitzonis. That's a definition by exclusion, but that doesn't tell us what it is. We need to get a definition by inclusion to know what that really is. But your question is an indication of where the door's holding that we even have to ask the question. What is that? Mazel. Mazel. Wow. I don't believe you had to ask your grandfather whatever was that question. I don't know, maybe your great-grandfather, maybe it was different. But where I grew up, you didn't need to ask the year of my grandfather's generation, Mazel. He needs. Never needed to ask him that because he knew what it was. But that's where he lived. And the external world was only there as a hechetimtze to be used for certain things, as a tool. But it was never where life got led. Life was led inside. And the world was a toolbox in order to utilize for what I needed. It was a resource in order to use for what I needed to build my inner reality. Whereas today, the external world will become reality and the inner world is non-existent.
Right, that's all the
priesting,
pictures, whatever.
Vadat stocker today. Have you seen the persumot, the adverts, You have to have pictures of Chaim and of Gershon collected all over the Vadatstock is one of the other tables, all the Gedolim, they write their checks and whatever. I'm not saying don't do it. Maybe that's what you have to do, but the fact that you have to do it is a tear in the heart. We can't get people to give Stocker without promising them the guns of hell. But we need to do something to feed the hungry, starving, the soldiers. We don't have to be running. Vadat Stock is overwhelmed with problems that we can't solve financially. Whatever you can to get the money. But that's what we have to do. That's what you have to do today. Counts of trumpers and phone messages and matches. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. I'm not saying it's not, you should do it. Our job in this vibe is not to tell people what to do. Our job in this vibe is to look and see that's where we've got to. We don't want to be there. I want to give Stocker because right now Shulchan Aruch requires me to give Stocker and not there, but here, and not here and there, and so much here and so much there and so much there. Because that's what the Shulchan Aruch determines for me. Not the push the lot. But we're human. That's where we are. That's another indication of it. The best intention and the biggest mitzvah has to be glitzed. Glitzed. The deer should see him. You have to do that. Chas v'chelila, I have no criticism whatsoever. But I need lo yochol. I can't go there anymore. I went to one. I need lo yochol. You'll all be speaking. That's what you have to do today. Fantastic. Do it. Do it even better next time. But I need lo yochol. You'll be speaking. A lot of people, that just can't go there. Reb Chaim went. It was his last public outing. Is the Mishnah Brura seem that they had in the Pinyah Oma or whatever goes on? I had a cut piece for that. Couldn't go. And the Chaim can go? Yeah, because the Chaim, wherever he is in the Pinyah. I go there and I lose my Pinyah Slagamre. But it's a seal on Mishnah Brura. Yeah, so why do I need 55 singers and an orchestra and 5 hours of musical presentations? I need loyal home. Takes me out of my head. Oh. That's because I'm a whip. Reb Chaim can go there, he's cooling himself. I heard a few big rabbonim saying the same thing. Someone told me he was sitting with one of the Moitzi Gedolei Torah, one of the rabbonim that's on the Moitzi Gedolei Torah. And they looked at each other and they were like, what are we doing here? So I felt gratified that I didn't go. No, but I'm just saying that's what we've got to. And that's a good thing. That's a great thing that he's doing. What David Hofstadter is doing for Torah, for learning, and for lifting up the culture of Torah is neither by yoy. Fantastic. I'll torem to it even if I had money. If you need my money, but whatever. Okay, whatever. So we have to go deep and understand. And the only way to do that, for my opinion, I don't know what he's going to say, is to learn Torah that way. Is to learn Torah of the Pnimius. Stop looking at the Torah superficially. Koiches Rabin, Mashkim v'yameinu b'chinuch habonim v'habanot. There's no doubt, I don't think anybody can argue, the enormous investment today. Yeah, in America, in Chinuch Habonim Vabonot, enormous investment. Keshe Dora Vahar B'min Ha'oiskim B'malochus HaKedesh Melechus HaChinuch Oisim Alach D'Nemona. And most everybody that's involved in Chinuch today at one level are doing the Shem Shemayim work, doing wonderful, beautiful work. Wonderful big things coming out of the world of chinuch for this generation. However, despite the enormous investment of time and money and koiches and planning, we are all witnesses to a terrifying reality. We are witness to an unacceptable amount of kids that go what call off the derech, whatever that means, and go and find their pleasure in themselves in the garbage heaps of society. There's organizations today that even help them, you know, that is amutot, that help them. If you want to get a tax receipt, you can make money to them, you'll get a tax receipt. To help these kids to go off the deruch and integrate into Chiloni society. But that's not our problem. They're a symptom, not a cause. People aren't going off the deruch because of these amutot. Anybody who thinks that is missing the plot. They're helping kids that are already gone. They may prevent them from coming back, but they're not causing them to go off. What's the problem? The problem is we're using an old weapon for a new war. We're using kalim that were wonderfully successful in the previous generation. But they have nothing to tell this generation. The necessity for that post-Holocaust was critical to save the generation. If we have anything left today, it was because of the investment in Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, Limud Halachas, Diktuk Paprati Halacha. Limud Ech Liot Yehudi was critical after the war because there was nothing left. We wouldn't have Shmitah today if the Chazanish hadn't done what he did. There'd be very little left of Shabbos and of Torah and Mitzvahs and a Limud HaTorah today if the Gedolim men didn't do what they did. And it was enormously successful. Oraya, look what we have. Ach lo mashkia moich v'leiv v'havona lama liyos Yehudi. That was very nice when there was a lot of ideology in the world. We were struggling to rebuild what was lost. People were there was an ideology, the Ponovitcherov valued every bocha that came to yeshiva. Anybody that came to yeshiva was a hero. He didn't have to sit in his shtender terrified and get kicked out because there were 400 people waiting for his place in Ponovitch or elsewhere. You have 1,000 bochrim applying to come to Tifrach and he takes 140. We value the ones. Ponovitch was to go around and schlep them into the yeshiva, in the Balchuli yeshiva this year. The bocha sitting in a Balchuli yeshiva has to be scared of getting kicked out. No, he's a hero. We value him. We'll pay him to stay. Why to be a Jew? For this unique mission, please go learn another language. We don't want you. What do you want from the Bocha? Why to be a Jew? Kosher Jewish gaiva? To feel proud just because I'm Jewish? That's the new war. The war's for the Jew. It's not for his Kuma mitzvahs. It's not for the Kabbalah Sol Torah. It's for the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Not that it's unimportant, the other thing. Has for Chalim. When you speak like this, you're not denigrating the Kuma mitzvahs. That is to be a Kuma mitzvah. But what does it start with and what's it based on? If your Kuma mitzvahs isn't based on your Kabbalah Sol Malchus, what kind of Kuma mitzvahs is that? You're doing something you're mitzvah to do and you don't even know who the mitzvah is. Who asked you to do this? Why are you doing this? What does it mean to be Jewish? Why are you Jewish? Would you give your life to be Jewish? What does your Yiddishkeit mean to you? What does your ruchnias mean to you? Who are you? What's your heritage? Anybody know that today? You go grab the average 17-year-old for student housing this question, then you do like pulling up the face. That doesn't mean you shouldn't learn. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be medaktek in a locker. That doesn't, of course. But Chazal tell us first you need Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and then you can have Kabbalah Sol Torah. There was a necessity to have that switched around because it was mamash b'kuch nefesh and sukkot in the process. So we took on Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, but we forgot the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and it's time to give it back. And we're watching the odd places and people today doing that. The problem is, before you can start with a lot of these kids, you've got to undo the damage. You can't go straight to the limud. We have to teach our children the beauty of Torah, but in pnim, not in chitzai. To teach them the basic underlying principles of Torah. What's that Tabachatanu, the chosen people in America? didn't walk around feeling like Tava Khatana Mikol Amen. We're the chosen people. Don't say that. Very politically correct. You say you're better than anybody else. Racist. It's racist. Proudly racist. Not what they mean by racist. Honor and respect and see the place that everybody else has in the beer because they're all the Tzelem Elokim, of course. But to be like them, you've lost the plot completely. That's what needs to be given back. First, we need it. Because as he always used to tell me when I said, how do I give this up to my children? He said, you don't. You get it first. So we try and pull together 20 years later. Hopefully we will. You know? Maybe I'll try my grandchildren. Yeah.